Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome to Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live. I'm Gardner Goldsmith, the creator of the Liberty Conspiracy, which can be seen and heard every Monday through Friday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Rumble, Rockman, and on my Twitter/X feed, that being at Gard Goldsmith. Let's see what's going on the program tonight, one and all. Tonight on the show, it's the Flash Warmonger Edition. Yeah, we're serious about this tonight. We're going to fly through these things and throw some punches. In self-defense, of course. Intellectual punches, rhetorical flourishes, and hopefully we'll turn some of those political frowns upside down and get a few laughs as well. Our flash story, the Warmonger Edition, actually covers our first three or four stories. The first major story is going to be which GOPers in the U.S. Senate voted with all of the Democrats in the Senate to spread more weapons around the world, coming from a bankrupt, intellectually, morally, financially, constitutionally bankrupt nation state called the United States of America, and spreading those weapons to more evildoers and people intent on slaughtering innocent people. We're going to talk about those GOP senators and some information that comes out of that for number two. What might happen in the House? Yeah, what are we going to be looking at as far as the House of Representatives? And there could be some good news there, despite the fact that I think a lot of people were worried about the Speaker of the House and what the Speaker might do, since, of course, the Speaker, on his very first day as Speaker, started to push for more weapons for Israel. Well, it seems like he might not be walking that path this time, which is a very good thing, at least we can say practically. I don't know why he's doing it, but if he is just remaining constitutional in this regard, for whatever purpose, there are some lives that might be saved all around the world. We'll talk more about that. We're going to discuss more on the war update out of Gaza and out of Ukraine, and we'll look at an unbelievable item that you, if you follow my Twitter/X feed, you can see all of these news items in my feed. I try to make sure that every Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock, we make this show a really good news resource for you to recap, to encapsulate what we've seen in the day, and then draw out intellectual ammunition from those stories so that we can share these things and carry these lessons for liberty to our progeny and our friends. And if you saw my Twitter feed just in the past couple minutes, as we dealt with a few interesting things here weather-wise, the news from Daniel McAdams is just stunning. We'll show you some of that mixed in with more of that Middle Eastern information coming from Gaza, Israel, Palestine border. Then we'll look at a big issue, and Thomas Massie is one of the few guys doing a really good job on this. It's about that federal mandate upcoming for tagging cattle, the cattle surveillance bill. Yeah, you thought they looked at us as just members of Animal Farm? Well, wait till you see what they do to the actual animals on the farm. Then finally, we'll talk about Dan Crenshaw. What is the deal, as Seinfeld might say, what's the deal with Dan Crenshaw? Why does Dan Crenshaw have to constantly virtue signal? Well, Dan Crenshaw just doesn't seem to get it when it comes to principles or the United States Constitution. And yes, he is picking his spots and trying to get a lot of people on his side for a bill that he's proposed about, you got it, diversity, equity, and inclusiveness on College Camp Buy. Let's find out what's going on in the Rockfin and Rumble chats. Say hi to the folks on X as well. Jason Barker is in the house. Great to have you there. Nancy Chambers, really good to hear from you as well. Max B, let's see. We've got a lot of interesting comments already. Already, Jason Barker says we're creating a new axis of evil in order to keep our military-industrial complex monetary system afloat as they max out the credit card before bailing out the De Clarkrup. I don't know what that means, De Clarkrup. But, declaring bankruptcy and declare bankruptcy before bailing out and declaring bankruptcy. Gotcha. Thank you so much. Great comments. Insights galore all over the place here. It's an amazing spectrum of thinkers and so many people. We cross the streams at Liberty. It's so great. Also in Rumble, I want to thank you, Fregan. And again, Fregan, again, just a great message to you, man. I'm so glad you're back there, and it's good to have you there. And I love the dancing banana. It is peanut butter jelly time. Birdhouse Blues is in the house as well, giving us some great music. I like it. The symbols are perfect. Bird, house, and notes. Perfect stuff for your little contacts right at the start of everything. And if you're watching on Twitter/X, feel free to put comments in. I can see those comments as well. That's really good stuff. It was pretty interesting to see that my brother was watching yesterday from Studio 2, also in Russia. He was not in Russia, of course. He was probably working for some evil liberty-minded organization that is, of course, tied to Russia, Mother Russia. He was probably, part of Tucker Carlson's entourage. You know how evil they are. Well, everybody, if we're looking at The Flash, the Warmonger edition, then you know we're going to have some great music coming up. But before we get into that music, we're going to have to hear from the mothership.
Yes? Oh, hello.
Hello. We're Mary's parents.
Oh, well, come on in, fellas. Hold it a second. Mary's parents burned to death last year. Wait a minute. I know you guys. You're from the News Flash.
We begin the begin, my friends, with Time Zone. And my friends, boy, do we have a lot to hit coming up. This is going to be a massive episode. Wasn't it interesting to see Hillary Clinton use the term useful idiot, a term coined by Lenin, which perfectly applied itself to her and Bill Clinton back when they were in college? And, of course, they were conniving and working for power and so on for years, trying to get into power. It wasn't that they were pro-peace. It was that they were using the pro-peace lines to, yes, get political power, which is not peaceful in any way whatsoever. Well, of course, she called Tucker Carlson a useful idiot. Isn't that curious?
The world's destruction, your life ain't nothing. The human race is becoming a disgrace. The rich get richer, the poorer getting poorer. Fascist Chauvin is the government fool.
Yes, indeed. John Lydon. Good stuff from John Lydon. And, of course, Johnny Lydon surprises a lot of people because he generally comes out on the anti-government, small government side. Let's find out about the people who are on the other side. Our first topic in the news flash, everybody, this is coming from Newsweek, republished from Microsoft, so of course it's formatted weird, but that's okay. We've got the full list of the Republicans who voted to advance the Ukraine-Israel-Taiwan aid bill. So every one of those people is, of course, a breacher of the U.S. Constitution, an enemy of the Constitution. And yes, look, Mitch McConnell, that guy worked extremely hard from all of the information I was able to gather over the past 18 hours or so. He worked very hard to get that thing passed. And he is not happy with Rand Paul, that's for sure. Rand Paul is calling for him to step aside, get out of office. Good job, Rand. I'm supporting you on that one big time. Here it is. The Senate, in a procedural vote on Thursday, advanced the $95.34 billion foreign funding package that would give aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan with the help of 17 Republicans. The aid package, and by the way, they actually did this over the weekend on Sunday. The aid package includes $61 billion for Ukraine in its war with Russia, $14 billion for Israel as it fights Hamas in Gaza, and $4.83 billion to help America's allies in the Indo-Pacific region. Isn't that wonderful? Well, here we go. Here are the 17 Republicans. We've got Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, Bill Cassidy, if you're in these states, please keep this in mind, Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, Susan Collins of Maine, John Cornyn of Texas, Joni Ernst of Iowa, Chuck Grassley of Iowa. Yeah, you know Chuck. Chuck Grassley, he's the guy who many years ago wanted a Senate investigation into big game hunters bringing trophies back from Africa. He wanted to spend your money on that. That's Chuck Grassley. Unbelievable. Just incredible. John Kennedy of Louisiana. Gee, what a shocker. Mitch McConnell. See, he's very bright. He fools a lot of people because he's got that down-home southern accent. But when it comes to actually keeping the size of government small, especially when it comes to military-industrial contractors, well, strangely, John Kennedy is MIA. We got Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, of course, Jerry Morin of Kansas, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, the scion of just an incredibly courageous family, Mitt Romney of Utah, Mike Rounds of South Dakota, Dan Sullivan of Alaska, John Thune of South Dakota, Tom Tillis of North Carolina, Roger Wicker of Mississippi, and Todd Young of Indiana. So, folks, if you're looking for this, I have not retweeted this yet. I'm going to tweet this now so that you have this information on hand and you can check it out at any time. Remember, the actual full vote came over the weekend. They did it on Super Bowl Sunday because, of course, they expect most people to not be paying attention, just like they did it with the Federal Reserve Act, like they do it in so many cases with the NDAAs. They do that around Christmas time because it's filled with pork. They do this sort of stuff all the time. They do it all the time. Yes, I'm not a fan of that band, but it certainly does apply right now. Okay, now let's go over to that Twitter feed that I mentioned to you and talk to you about what Dan McAdams just posted. And he has it absolutely right. What the hell is wrong with this guy? Megatron originally posted this. Former U.S. Secretary of State and CIA Director Mike Pompeo, war criminal, dancing with Israeli soldiers. He should be brought up on war crimes. Dancing with Israeli soldiers near the Gaza border. They play and celebrate after killing 13,000 children. Check it out.
Oh,
Every one of those steps and claps is an insult to you. They are fighting with weapons that are purchased off of your back thanks to minds that are corrupt like that, guys. Unbelievable. Now, talking about Danny McAdams, let's turn to Danny McAdams and discuss this vote more in depth. Here we go.
So what do the Republicans have? What does the opposition have? All they have is fear. Speaking of rhinos, here's Mitt Romney, your favorite senator. And here's what he says last night on the floor. I'm just going to read it.
Okay.
We're not going to be asked to send American troops into war, only to help the Ukrainians defend themselves. If we fail to help Ukraine, Putin will invade a NATO nation. Ukraine is not the end. It's a step, and letting Putin have his way with Europe would jeopardize our security.
That is insane. That's absolutely insane. Anybody who believes that has to have been hit in the head many, 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 many times. And this is not a slight on anybody who's had head injuries, as Midnight Oil's album once stated. Absolutely crazy. To think that these guys can spread this sort of nonsense, and they do it in a building you pay for, air conditioning, heating, lighting, you pay for. The very ground on which he stands, you paid for that. The podium at which he stands, you paid for that. And then he comes back with that sort of lyrical drivel nonsense at you. If we fail to help Ukraine, Putin will invade a NATO nation. Really? Really, have you acknowledged in any way whatsoever the fact that NATO has been the one spreading into former Soviet bloc nations, contrary to the Minsk agreement, contrary to what James Baker said to Russia in the mid-1990s? Are you at all interested in discussing the fact that the United States government was involved in the coup in late 2013, the Maidan coup that led to the reformation of a new government under United States tutelage, working with Nazis? And then you've got Pompeo dancing with Jewish people in Israel who are acting like Nazis in Gaza. You seriously think that the American people are going to stand for that? Unbelievable. Maybe they will, but I tell you what, Mr. Romney, it's not about the material world, buddy. I thought you were a religious man. Maybe you don't get it. Unbelievable. Let's continue with more from Daniel.
The old discredited domino theory. So what does he base this on? Putin will invade a NATO nation. He just explicitly told Tucker that he said, what would I want to do that for? we have enough land. We're the biggest country in the world. Why would I want to invade a nation of people who hate me?
Right.
It's just mindless. Speaking of mindless, our own Senator Cornyn, who's been in there way too long, if you ask me, put this next one up, because Senator Cornyn said, Speaker Johnson is right. We can't allow Vladimir Putin to prevail in Ukraine, because I don't believe it would stop there. It would probably encourage and empower China to perhaps make a move on Taiwan. And someone commented,
it's just unbelievable. And he says, yes, someone commented, the idea that Xi will change his calculus on Taiwan based on attrition rates in the Donbass is so cartoonish that only an American senator could believe it. Well stated, John Cornyn. What a clownish thing to say. Do they really think that people are going to buy this sort of fatuous nonsense? As Pompeo dances? Seriously? That's like dancing on the graves of all of those people that have been slaughtered by U.S. weapons, by the U.S. arms. I wonder what would happen if he got in some green and strapped on a weapon and started walking around, seeing all the buildings that have been blown out, holding some of the innocent kids whose bodies have been blasted apart. Some of that stuff that we showed last night, and I didn't even show all of it. He's dancing on you. He's dancing on the graves of those people. He's dancing with people who are occupiers. He's dancing for an occupation that has been illegal for decades. He is a criminal mind. just insufferable. Continuing with Daniel, there's even more from Ron Paul and Daniel.
A big surge, who I follow and was very astute, he commented on this saying, the idea that Xi in China will change his calculus on Taiwan based on attrition rates in the Donbass is so cartoonish that only an American senator could believe it. It's a great way of taking apart that ridiculous argument that the Chinese premier is going to see the Donbass fall and say, now's my chance.
And yeah, we've elected ourselves to be the leader of the world.
Yeah.
You know, we have our empire, which is now weakening,
yeah,
and for reasons, because we've run out of steam, like we've run out of money and run out of principle and the morality of what we do, and any promise to follow our rules, the Constitution, basically have been omitted. That doesn't come up in the debate.
No.
Except for a few. So, but they're also doing other things in there about trying to restrain Trump in the future.
Yeah.
You know, that's something we want to mention.
Yeah, we do. And I just wanted to put up the comment.
Indeed, everybody. They're going to cover, and I want to make sure that I allow them to do this here on the show. I want that reiterated. What J.D. Vance put out last night, and we talked about it last night, very key, but it's not the personality side of this that I want to be the focus. You know, the idea that if Trump decides that he doesn't want to continue this weapons funding that is part of this bill, that he will be immediately impeached. They can impeach him anytime they want to if they think that he is operating in some way that they can make an argument in the House and then in the Senate to get rid of him. High crimes, misdemeanors. They can make it up whatever they want. You know, it doesn't matter. It's not like he can appeal to the Supreme Court to say their definition of misdemeanor was wrong. They can get rid of him. Trump also can stop the funding anytime he wants if he gets reelected. So it's up to the president, who swears an oath to protect and defend the U.S. Constitution, to say, no, I will not do that. He has a sworn duty to say, no, I will not do that. I will not send that money out there. I will not send those weapons out there. It's unconstitutional. But what has Donald Trump done regarding Syria? What did he do regarding Afghanistan? He didn't stop any of that stuff. There's plenty more Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live. Find us every Monday through Friday on Rockfin, Rumble, and Twitter starting 6 p.m. Eastern Time, live.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA News Update. A verdict has been handed down in the civil fraud trial involving former President Trump in New York State. The ruling says Trump must pay in excess of $350 million, and it imposes a three-year ban on his business activities within New York State. President Biden blames the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny on Vladimir Putin.
Make no mistake. Putin is responsible for Navalny's death. Putin is responsible.
Biden commended Navalny's courage in confronting corruption and violence within Putin's government. Two juveniles have been charged in relation to the shooting during the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade, which resulted in one death and 22 injuries earlier this week. Authorities say the juveniles are currently detained at a juvenile detention facility. They are facing a number of charges related to firearms and resisting arrest. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
We return with more Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live, diving deeper into the warmongering machine in Washington, D.C. So, it remains to be seen. His rhetoric says, well, I'll end the Ukraine conflict in 24 hours. Okay, that's nice. Can we rely on him to uphold his word based on other things that he's done? He now says that he will make sure that the right to keep and bear arms is not touched. This is a guy who spoke in favor of red flag laws. We give him the due process later. Bump stock bans. Can you trust him? Of course not. But regarding the inner workings of it, the way the system works, it's very important, I think, to discuss that aspect of it, that they left that poison pill to say it, that poison pill, as inflammatory as it is to many people. And it does point out what the senators think is so important. They got to keep that funding in there for Ukraine. None of their wording really matters because the president has a sworn oath to uphold the U.S. Constitution. So their funding for Ukraine, if they want it to continue, is immediately off the map. And he should not allow the weapons to go out if he gets put back in there as the chief executive. But let's continue with Daniel because he has a little side thing, then we'll get to that.
From the speaker, because we talked about it before, we're going to give him the benefit of the doubt. If you put that next one up, he said, I'm not going to read this whole long thing, but he basically said, essentially,
yeah. So here's the speaker. Now, we mentioned in the billboard for the show, where does the speaker stand? Because on day one, the speaker was very much in favor of giving more weapons to Israel. Well, looks like maybe he's starting to see the pressure, and starting to feel the pressure, and starting to see the writing on the wall regarding all of this, particularly when it comes to Ukraine. I think he'll try some other way to get weapons to Israel, but we'll see.
Said is that they didn't do anything about the border. They said they would. I said I wouldn't move a bill that doesn't have border stuff in it. So we're just going to ignore what's happening in the Senate. Now let's hope that he holds true to this because it will be important. But yeah, you mentioned this, and this is something really interesting that caught our attention. Now Senator Vance, he's a smart guy. He may have caught it himself. He may have a smart staff. You never know. But someone caught this. Put the next one on. This isn't. He actually wrote an article for the American Conservative. The Republican plot against Donald Trump, and it sounds ominous, but actually if you look at what he found in the bill, go to this next clip. He tweeted it out. I just sent this below memo to every one of my Republican colleagues in Congress. Buried in the bill's text is an impeachment time bomb for the next Trump presidency if he tries to stop funding the war in Ukraine. We must vote against this disastrous bill. So you can say that the other senators were forewarned by Senator Vance, and we'll go through the details. But essentially what it is, Dr. Paul, it's exactly what they tried to nail Trump on last time. They put in the money for Ukraine, and they told Trump, you better send it. And he hesitated. He put it on pause. And what was the – he went against the consensus of the whatever, the security community, and they impeached him for it. So in this bill is that same language. So the first, I think, 10 months or something of Trump's presidency, even longer than that, if he doesn't give this money to Ukraine, they're going to use the same argument and impeach him again.
Yes, you know – as I was growing up and becoming aware of what was happening in the government and in our schools, they frequently mentioned that impeachment only occurred one time, you know, in our history. And that was a long history because this was probably in the 40s and 50s they were talking about this. But now, if you add up all the times they threaten, intimidate, move toward impeachment, it's so common that I think that there's not much effectiveness to that. There's so many other threats. If they realize that the whole system is going to come down a long time before we impeach a president, I mean, that's part of the chaos, and that's a reflection of a system that no longer functions. And this is something that will be dealt with. But the impeachment, this whole thing to conspire to do this in advance, I would like to talk to Jonathan Turley and just figure, yeah, how far can you go on that? And what leeway does the president have? Because some people did go over some of the alternatives. He might not be able to get out of NATO or something, but he might just freeze on dealing with them, yeah, and not perform with them.
And yes, Donald Trump has mentioned that he wants to at least turn away from NATO, if not pull out of NATO. If he swears no to the Constitution, then he wouldn't be dealing with NATO or giving them any money or anything like that on day one. The minute he takes office, eliminate all employees dealing with NATO and, of course, just keep marching towards that constitutional goal. And, you know, I'm an anarchist, but I just would like to be at least to see these people at least uphold their oaths. That would be very, very nice. Now, the other thing that it brings to mind is the conversation we had last night. A couple of those points I just want to reiterate from last night, which is, you know, this really shines a light on the very concept of so-called representative government over a temporal time span, over a temporal view, over a temporal landscape. Not only is it mathematically impossible to have representative government, and people now are talking about no taxation without representation. Well, you don't get representation in any political system. It doesn't work that way. The only way you get representation is through yourself or a voluntary contract with someone whom you decide represents you. If you're competing with other people to try to get the attention of the vaunted so-called representative, then the representative isn't a representative because he can't represent everybody. It's mathematically impossible. It's absolutely stupid and mindless that kids are taught that stuff in public schools. It's one of the great disservices to kids because they lap it up. They think, oh, this is great. No taxation without representation. Even the colonists were wrong. No. No taxation at all. How about that? It's immoral for someone to tell you to pay according to what a gang wants. That's all. That's all. It doesn't matter whether you're represented or not. The very idea of taxation means that in the representative system, you likely have not been represented. Because if you had been represented, you probably wouldn't have been taxed. You would have kept your money and voluntarily put it into where you thought it showed some value. So everything that the state is connected to, everything to which it is connected, is valueless. And by definition, that also goes for so-called representation. So then we can add to it this overtime thing, which is another canard that somehow people blindly think that a so-called representative body can vote on a budget that will only affect the people alive at that time and who somehow were represented is ridiculous. And in here inside this, what we mentioned last night is the perfect example of it. People are all upset. How can you hold Donald Trump to this in the future? Well, you're holding taxpayers to this who haven't even been born yet. How can you do that? You find such a front with that, but you didn't find a front with the PPP and the CARES Act and all that stuff that Trump threw down future taxpayers' throats? How about that? How about sitting in Syria and spending all that money on one-third of Syria? Donald Trump was in support of that. He never stopped the other weapons funding bills that went through to Israel the whole time he was president, almost $4 billion a year. You think that was paid for just in that year? No, it was done through debt servicing. So the very thing people are angry that this Senate bill has in it for Donald Trump has already done to millions of people in the future. Nobody seems to bat an eyelash about it. Let's have a standard, shall we? Leave your neighbor the heck alone. How about that? Wow, how refreshing. Now, with that stated, let's head over and see what Dave DeCamp has to offer to us, because there are some major stories coming out of antiwar.com. And Dave DeCamp published this at midnight. The guy is like clockwork. He's amazing. We're going to, this is the 1, 2, 3rd story in his presentation. Here we go.
All right, so the next one here, the EU's top diplomat slams the U.S. for arming Israel. So Josep Borrell, he's the European Union's top foreign policy official. He took a swipe at the U.S. on Monday for claiming that it's concerned about civilian casualties in Gaza while still supplying weapons to Israel. Borrell was referencing President Biden recently calling Israel's military operations in Gaza over the top while not actually doing anything to stop it. Borrell said, quote, well, if you believe that too many people are being killed, maybe you should provide less arms in order to prevent so many people being killed. If the international community believes that this is a slaughter, that too many people are being killed, maybe we have to think about the provision of arms, end quote. Since October 7th, I just gave a little background about how the U.S. is claiming they care about civilians but not cutting them off. And EU countries are also arming Israel. I know German weapons exports to Israel have really increased since October 7th. Borrell said, quote, everybody goes to Tel Aviv begging, please protect civilians. Don't kill so many. How many is too many? End quote. So a little criticism from, you know, someone considered to be a close U.S. ally. All right, so the next one here, a Dutch court orders government to halt delivery of F-35 parts to Israel. So a Dutch court ruled on Monday that the Netherlands must halt the export of spare parts for F-35 fighter jets to Israel since they're likely to be used to kill civilians in Gaza. The Netherlands hosts a warehouse of U.S.-owned F-35 parts and exports them to countries that operate the fighter jets. The court said in the ruling, quote, the court finds that there is a clear risk that Israel's F-35 fighter jets might be used in the commission of serious violations of international humanitarian law, end quote. So the Dutch government said that it would appeal the ruling, which ordered a halt to the exports within 7 days. The ruling came as a result of a lawsuit filed against the Netherlands by Oxfam and other human rights organizations.
And isn't it a shocker that the Dutch government should, I know, total shocker, should try to appeal that? Wouldn't it be nice if somebody in the U.S. federal government, whether it's on the judiciary side or maybe a couple more people like Thomas Massie, actually spoke up and said, hey, you know, the weapons that you're sending over to Israel are likely going to be used to slaughter innocent people while Mike Pompeo dances. Yeah, that would be awesome, wouldn't it? That would be awesome. I'm sure we can rely on Nikki Haley once, you know, she cashes her checks from the military-industrial complex. I'm sure she'll be right first in line, don't you think? There's more from Dave. I want to give Dave a little bit more play here because this next piece is very good, too.
Losing spare parts from the Netherlands is not really, you know, going to have an impact on Israel's military operations. This is just spare parts for F-35s. They can source that equipment elsewhere. But this ruling, you know, kind of adds to the growing international pressure, and it could inspire similar lawsuits in other countries that are arming Israel.
Now, this next one, folks, I contemplated whether I was going to show you the print version of this and just read it myself. But, in fact, let me show you the headline first, okay? Because this just, oh, man. Okay, there's a bunch of stuff on antiwar.com. You can see Israeli minister blocks U.S. flour shipments into Gaza because, you know, it's very important that you starve people out of there when you're involved with genocide. Then we've got Senator Van Hollen calls Israelis war criminals, votes to send them $14 billion in new military aid nonetheless. All right, now that's cool. And, of course, there's this one, which is his next story. The seized Russian yacht. A seized Russian yacht is costing the U.S. over $7 million per year to maintain. Okay? Now, this one isn't as immediately pressing, but it just shows you what criminals they are. They don't care. They're using your money to do it. So let's go back to Dave, and he'll give us the word. Hit me, Dave.
So maybe we'll see more of this, of these types of lawsuits maybe filed in the U.S. Or other European countries that are arming Israel. All right. So the next one here, seized Russian yacht is costing the U.S. over $7 million. So a yacht belonging to a Russian billionaire that was seized by the U.S. under the pretext of sanctions enforcement in May 2022 is costing the U.S. $7 million per year to maintain. So according to Reuters, the U.S. seized this yacht called the Amadia. I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce that. But it's a $300 million yacht, and the U.S. seized it in Fiji under a warrant alleging that it was owned by Suleiman Karimov, who's a Russian billionaire who was sanctioned by the U.S. in 2014 and 2018. The U.S. wants to auction off the yacht and give the money to Ukraine, but that is being challenged in court by Edward Kudyatov, who is the former CEO of Russia's state-owned oil company, Rosneft, who is not under U.S. sanctions. So he's not under sanctions. I'm not sure if he's a billionaire or not, but he's, you know.
So again, folks, even if they were under U.S. sanctions, there's no due process. You know, it's like we discussed Jacob Hornberger's piece yesterday about all the killings all around the world. No due process in any way whatsoever. They claim that they've killed this terrorist leader or that terrorist leader. No due process. Same thing with the sanctions. No due process whatsoever. It's just like the drug forfeiture stuff. No due process. We've got a rampant, ribald, rabid, anti-constitutional, immoral, out-of-control government on almost every level. And the central government incentivizes all the smaller sub-factions of your state and local governments to start doing corrupt things as well. It's incredible to think that they can do that, and they just use that term, sanctions. Jeez, wow. Final bit from Dave. Here we go. It's amazing.
Very wealthy Russian. Kudinaitov says that the yacht is actually his, and the U.S. is accusing him of acting as a straw owner to cover for Karimov. In October 2023, Kudinaitov filed federal court papers in San Diego, where the yacht is currently docked, asserting that he owned it and saying it could not be sold off since he's not under U.S. sanctions. So the Reuters report said that U.S. federal prosecutors said in a court filing issued on Friday that the $600,000 bill the U.S. is paying to maintain this yacht each month, so it's $600,000 a month, that's how much the U.S. is paying. So they're saying that because that is such an excessive bill, that means they should just be able to sell it off, send the money to Ukraine, and call it a day.
So, of course, the robbers are claiming that it's taking them so much, it's costing them so much money, so much money, that They should just be able to auction it off because they have to maintain what they stole. I wonder if Pompeo's going to dance to that. Let's check out what's happening in Rockfin chat, everybody. See what's going on there. And, oh, yes, good stuff. Jason Barker's making just so many solid points, talking about the money that these people get. He says, look at the Clintons. They tried to relate by saying they were broke when they got out of the White House, but then they donated $100 million to their own foundation. They were full of you-know-what. That's absolutely right. Absolutely right. Oh, Carlos, he says, you're kicking you-know-what, guard, right on. Thanks, Carlos. All right, now I'll let you know, I have had an unbelievable headache all day today. Really bad. Really bad. One of the worst. Really bad. I'll go into details later to make myself look incredibly courageous and cool, but no, just to let you know, I don't know what's going on, but, you know, John Lydon in Rise, the Public Image Limited song, he mentioned anger is an energy, and, it just depends on whether you can focus that righteous indignation into something positive. So, you know, Christ did get angry when he saw people doing wrong. God gets angry when he sees people doing wrong. And I also want to mention in this little interlude, I heard from David Knight just a few minutes before I went on. And again, I was just unbelievably sick. It was so good to hear from him, because if you got to see what David Knight had to say today in a segment that centered on the shooting at Joel Osteen's church. It was some of the most, and he showed a clip of Joel Osteen, in an interview. What he had to say about Christianity and about the source of salvation and where a person should be focused. I contacted David and I said, David, listen, if I play segments on your show sometimes, I try to keep them very brief and try to promote, you know, your show and things like that. Would you mind if I played an extended section of that? Because I thought that that was probably the most important thing I've heard on any talk show in years, what David had to say about Christ. It was just spot on. And we'll relate more of that next time. This will be an appetizer for next show, because I didn't get it set up tonight. I went with other things. I was just waiting on David to reply, and he was super cool. Got the phone right here. I wish I could high-five him right now, but I want to high-five all of you. It is crazy what the body can go through, and without any sort of remorse or anything from whatever is afflicting you, and you just keep going, you know, as best you can. So thanks, I appreciate that very much, Carlos. I really appreciate that. That's super cool, man. Super, super cool. Awesome. And Brian and Dan McCartney, thank you so much. And yeah, sometime we'll have to get together and do some prayers. That would be really nice. And Bible quotes and things like that. And one of the people who really turned me on to that was Jason. I love the way he starts the shows with Bible quotes. It's just phenomenal. Over at Rumble, we got Lieutenant Oracle of Truth. Unbelievably. Yeah, he says, we have unbelievably crooked leadership. Birdhouse Blues. Yes, absolutely. Corn Pop and his chain. Yeah, Corn Pop. Unbelievable. These guys, yeah, I'm saying that too much. It is. It's what is going on is just so beyond comprehension. Whether it's Hillary Clinton using the term useful idiots, and of course, she's the one who's been cited as wanting to drone strike Julian Assange. Then she's got the gall to try to claim that Tucker Carlson is doing the wrong thing to talk to Vladimir Putin. And she talks about press freedom. Just unbelievable. Also, Freegan, thank you so much for being there. Military, industrial, congressional, intelligence, media, academia, think tank complex. Yes, so true. So true. I see. He's talking about a term that was coined by Ray McGovern, and very heroic man in many of the things he's done. A former CIA official turned political activist and critic of U.S. foreign policy. Yeah, McGovern's been awesome. He's been really good. So we've got that story about that. Okay. Now, those other Israeli stories, moving away from the Russia-Ukraine thing. Again, going back here, we've got Senator Van Hollen calls Israelis war criminals, votes to send them $14 billion in new military aid. Just unbelievable. The $14 billion for Israel is packed into the $95 billion foreign military aid bill the Senate passed Tuesday morning. But, yeah, it's really something that they passed on Sunday. So this is a big deal, really. But this is probably not going to pass the House. But I think military aid to Israel will pass the House. And I think the Speaker of the House will support it. And I think that's just what he's going to do. I think he knows that there's a lot more support for Israel based on the Israel lobby and the military-industrial complex teaming up there than there is for Ukraine right now. Although I have to say, they're up against some really shocking footage, and the fact that more and more Americans are getting turned on to just how immoral the Israeli government is. But with that stated, I want to turn to a picture on the ground. This came from Kim Iverson earlier today. Kim was speaking with an ophthalmologist, Dr. Yasir Khan. And Dr. Khan sat down with her and described how he comes from the United States. He was actually born in India, lived most of his life in the United States, is married, has a family. And when he saw what was going on in Gaza, he wondered if he might have the opportunity to go down there with his ophthalmology skills and try to help people in some way. There's a lot more Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live coming up. Thanks for listening.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.